Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, you're listening to Business Radio X live from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Victor Agretta, and I am here with Caitlin Weeks. How are you doing, Caitlin?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
I help families and women to detoxify their homes and personal care products with essential oils. So I help them to learn how to DIY their own products and replace their cleaning products and supplements so that they can detoxify their life and improve and support their health.
So explain a little bit about what essential oils are, because I think a lot of people have heard about this lately, but they don't really know what those are.
Well, essential oils are the volatile liquids that come from roots, bushes, trees, and shrubs. Not every plant makes essential oils, but they're kind of like the lifeblood of the plant, and they can have health-supporting properties in humans as well. So they're used for thousands of years, referenced in the Bible, for their health-supporting benefits.
And you're based here in Nashville. How has the response been in Nashville to your business?
It's been really good. I also have a health and wellness blog called grassfedgirl.com, and I write on there about health and wellness topics, including essential oils, all the time. So I have a international audience as well as here in Nashville. So that's been really good. And here in Nashville, you know, people are starting to understand that there's a lot of side effects of their medications and things, and they're looking for alternatives. So I think they're seeing that essential oils can be a great benefit for their life.
You know, and this might be before your time, but there was a character on the old show, Northern Exposure.
I remember that.
You remember
show.
This? And you remember the guy who was like hypersensitive? He had become sensitive to all the products.
Oh, wrong.
You know,
that guy.
Yeah.
The doctor.
Right. And it seems like while that was a little far fetched back then, it's like what we're finding is that actually is something to be concerned about, because we're exposed to a lot of really harmful chemicals that we thought were just, you know, this is cleaning stuff and it sits there, but it does sit there and it does get into our system, right?
Yeah. Well, as soon as you put something on your skin, it's absorbed into your bloodstream very quickly. And, you know, that you want to control what that is. So depending on whether it's household cleaning products or lotions or what you're breathing in. So essential oils can be diffused and they can actually cleanse the air and can be health supporting in that way by breathing them in. And that's a great alternative to something like a smelly candle that's full of fragrance, and it can actually support your immune system at the same time. So that's a lot better than a candle can do.
Well, I know that I've sometimes had scented candles and then I get a headache from those. So that's probably a reaction to those smells, right?
Well, sometimes people think a fragrance is just a fragrance, but it's not benign at all. And it can be, it's made out of something synthetic and our bodies really don't know what to do with it. And it can clog up our lymphatic system, our detoxification systems. And we really need all the help we can get in that area to cleanse, and that will help our system to, you know, run properly.
Absolutely. All right, Caitlin Weeks, you've got grassfedgirl.com. People can find you there, and you do essential oils, and you have a regular blog, and you're teaching people about wellness all the time, right?
Yeah, I have a great website and a newsletter at grassfedlist.com. They can sign up and get my weekly recipes and DIY combinations at grassfedgirl.com. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And this is Victor Agretta from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for listening.